give people a little insight, and the coaches in particular, you know, what it's like, what this town is like about playoff time?
Yeah, you know, the difference was we were on the road. We were on the road against Houston that last game, and then we also went on the road to Pittsburgh. So it's going to be different having a home game here. The crowd's been awesome. I thought the Seattle game was a heck of an atmosphere, you know, being in Denver and Chicago and some place I've been. It was pretty neat to see in this town. So we just want to give them a good show and do what we need to do to win the game. That's what I think Doug has done a good job of preaching to all of us, and we got to continue to do that.
Doug brought up that the wide receivers constantly being injured are impacting special teams and how you deal with that. How have you dealt with that with all those guys?
I think you just have to deal with injuries as they come throughout the year. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of changes. I think our guys have done a good job of adjusting to it because they have to. You know, I mean, it's not – you don't make a big deal of it as a coach, and I don't think you make a big deal of it as a player and just go on to the next guy, and that's how it's been. So that's what we're going to continue to do. And, you know, it's – obviously some of the injuries have helped us because we found Mickens because of it. You know, I mean, that helped us out right there. So sometimes you find a diamond in the rough that way.
How has Dory Jackson developed this year as a return guy?
He's big time. I mean, you know, he – you know, what doesn't get brought up in the stats was he had a touchdown against Seattle, about an 85-yarder that gets called back. He's had several big returns called back. Against us, he had his longest return, 46, as a punt return. Last week, he had a 57-yarder against L.A., who, in my opinion, is probably the top special teams group in the league. I mean, one of the top special teams group in the league. And Tennessee got after him. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge. They signed three guys. Bates, Trawick, and then Weems that are all career special teams guys that are all big-time players. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and they got after us in the first game. So hopefully we can respond and, give them a lot better showing than what we did last time.
And punter is number one in the league. Is combination of placement and coverage for him?
Yeah, he's done a great job with his placement. You know, I mean, he's putting it up on the sideline all the time. He's a guy that's been around for a long time, and for whatever reason, it's starting to click for him right now. And he's really limited returner, so it's something that we're going to have a plan for and be ready for sure. The wind and the cold and all those things are going to come into play this week. So, it should be good work for us going into, its second season.
The extra point for the two-point conversion, how impressed was Myrick getting around the edge that quickly and getting a piece of that?
Yeah, we had a good key going in, and we thought we could get home. Myrick, has got the good speed. Obviously, at the combine, I think he was the second fastest at the combine. So that wasn't a surprise. What was a surprise, he got called later on for an offsides penalty later on that was exactly the same key. So, it's amazing how that stuff goes. But it was a big play in a game for us. We got a chance to come back and it was helpful. We got the onside at the end, too, so we did some good things in there. But there's some things that we got to learn from and get better for this week.
Is there anything different this week knowing that there's a chance you might see Tennessee back-to-back weeks?
No. I mean, to me, I think you got to go out and get respect every week in this league. I mean, I don't care. I hear this about, you rest your starters, all that stuff. But I've seen it done both ways, and I've seen it lose and win both ways. So I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way. I just think that you have to play to the strength of your team, and I think Coach has done a good job of doing that for the year. He's had a good feeling for this team, and I think that's important. For us, as far as playing Tennessee, I just want them to respect us, and I want them to respect us also. I want to get after them. So that's going to be whatever we play them next week or following week or 3 weeks from now, in the backyard next week. I don't care, whatever it is.
Speaking of that onside kick, is that like the highest onside kick you've ever seen in terms of the height?
No, it's pretty good, though. I wish we'd have hit it the second time, and it would have been nice to see that on the second one, too, just to see it and see what happens. But it's good execution on his part. Mickens got through, and then Lorente ended up with the recovery, so it was a good job.
How hard is that skill to develop that consistently to get that high?
It's extremely hard. It's something that some guys can do, some guys can't. I was fortunate because I was with Morton Anderson when all that really started. Of course, there's some gurus out there that say that wasn't, but Morton was really the first one that got it started. And it was pretty cool because you got to work with it all the time and find different ways to hit it. And for a while, we were pretty good at onside kicks for a while.
How does the tone that Doug sets each week compare to other coaches you've worked for?
His style's a little bit different. I mean, he's a he's a New Yorker. He's got some gruffness to him, you know. But I think our team is really kind of taken to him as far as from a toughness standpoint, you know. I think he has a persona that's tough, and I think our team is tough. So it's good to see them take on the personality of the head coach. That's important. And, you know, most places you're at, if they do and it's a good head coach, you're going to be successful. If it's a guy that maybe isn't, then you're going to struggle.